Snow Day coming up in just a minute. We'll head to Park City and talk with Jessica Miller about some of the fun things that are coming as we get ourselves geared up for spring. There's still a little winter to be had, however. So for that, we want to get a live report from the Utah Avalanche Center. Craig Gordon's coming up here. And, Craig, it looks like we're not expecting snow here in the north, I don't think, at least in any quantities until Sunday night or Monday. But southern Utah looks to get blasted maybe as early as this afternoon.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Tim. And so what that's looking like is kind of a tale of two avalanche hazards. Up north, we really don't get the snow total memo, the storm memo on this one. And generally, other than a few lingering wind drifts along the highest elevations, there's generally a low avalanche danger. But remember, low doesn't mean no. So, you know, definitely be aware of your surroundings or any changing conditions and inherent hazards of just being in the mountains. And then secondly, down south, yeah, I think they're going to get clobbered. Looks like a nice storm that's developing, good southwest flow. Just this morning, it looked like it was starting to inch in from the south, so I would expect the ranges from about the Manti skyline through Cedar City down into the LaSalles and the Abajos, you would expect to see a rising avalanche danger. So generally what we're looking at, again, statewide up north, low to moderate. Down south, I think that we're starting in a moderate danger and then starting to creep up. It looks like a nice storm. Generally, we start to dry out midweek. Long range at this juncture looks high and dry. But, you know, the snowpack needs a break every once in a while, like we all do. But remember, avalanche conditions in the backcountry can change. So throughout the week, I encourage all your listeners, visit your one-stop shop for all things avalanche. And, of course, that's UtahAvalancheCenter.org.
I need a snow.
You know what? We're going to have another snow day coming. Looks like the storm moves in what would be tomorrow night as you listen to this broadcast. Sunday night, Monday, with some fair accumulation coming to the mountains.
Perfect.
It is perfect. And the snowiest month of the year, traditionally for Utah, happens to be March.
Snowy.
Yes.
Snow.
Go there. Go there with me.
All of us flakes know that.
Snow totals still in the 120s in the canyons. And
it's lovely.
Oh, it's amazing. And the conditions, I haven't found anything to complain about no matter where we go. But I can tell you the conditions are fantastic up at Park City. Jessica Miller is with us. Hey, Jess.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me on. And, yes, we're having some awesome conditions up here in Park City. Loving this winter.
Oh, my gosh. The last time we were there, which was a little more than a week ago, I think.
A week ago, yeah.
Yeah, the conditions were fantastic. And, you know, what looks like a lot of cars in the parking lot, and there are, and a lot of people on the hill, the advantage you have in Park City is that you have so much space for people to ski. Once you get on the mountain, you can find a place to ski almost alone most of the time.
It's so true. I was out there with my boyfriend the other day, and we were skiing all the spots. We hardly waited in a lift line, and like you said, lots of space, lots to explore.
Yeah.
I was thinking when they joined the two resorts together, I would try to ski every lift. Not possible. There's like 44 lifts and like 290 runs.
Yeah, but you and Finn tried, or you were talking about it anyway.
It's crazy. You know, we went 16 miles on one of those little measurers. So it's a big resort.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I think it's too sad for people that don't go and have a little adventurous spirit at a place like Park City, because there are so many nooks and crannies and runs that you probably have never skied.
Absolutely.
And if you just take the time to search them out, Jess, and there's a handy app to do that, I think, that people can put right on their phones, isn't there?
It's true. We have the Epic Mix app up here, and it actually works at all Avail resorts, and it can show you the trail map, what lifts are running, and if anything's on hold. It can even show you the lift wait time, so if you kind of want to plan your route and maybe skip this lift, if it's looking a little busy, you can go over here. The app even has challenges you can take, so you can set your challenge course for the day, and it's just a really, really fun way to experience the resort, especially with your family or your kids, so great fun. That's the Epic Mix app.
Well, what we like to do is head up Super Condor and then try to make it all the way over to town, get something to eat, and then all the way back to Super Condor. That's the whole day.
I love it. That is an adventure day, and that one you kind of have to know your route and plan it a little bit. But the best part is exploring, and I always say it's sort of you plan your own, choose your own adventure mountain at Park City. And I have to say, I've been working here and living in town for more than 10 years, and I'm still exploring and discovering new runs. So lots to see, lots to enjoy, especially when the conditions are this great.
And the conditions, you can find your own climactic zone. You can get to a place where there's no wind and there's untracked. And if you want different weather, just look around. Like over on that side and over on that side, it's different.
Oh, that's the crazy thing. We have storms come in differently to the mountains, so sometimes we'll get a little bit more snow closer into town, or sometimes the super condor area will have a bit more. And again, you can still find powder stashes up here, so lots to see and explore. It's what a fun season. And I hope I can talk a little bit about a really awesome event we have coming up next Saturday called our Silver Summits Challenge. And I don't know, maybe you guys can come up and experience this event as well.
It's ambitious for us.
I was going to make the perfect segue off of Navinomskis talking about trying to hit every lift in one day. Here's another crazy idea if you want a challenge. How about hitting, what is it, seven summits?
Seven summits. So we call it our Silver Summits Challenge, and basically it is the ultimate challenge to explore and discover Park City Mountain from one side to the other. So basically you start on the Canyons Village side of the resort, and then you work your way over to the Park City Mountain Village, hitting all seven of our large peaks across the resort. So that'll take you from Murdoch's to 9990 to Peak 5, Dream Peak, and then all the way over to Jupiter, and then kind of coming down King Khan to the base area. And this is not just like hitting up the lift, you guys. It involves a little bit of work.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to hike to the top of Murdoch's and hike to the top of 9990 and really earn your turns. But it's such a fun adventure and a really, really great event.
I love skiing and nonstop. But let me tell you, I'm gravity friendly. I only go up on a lift. The sidestep into the top of McConkie's or something, I couldn't do it. Ruined the rest of my day.
Oh, no. You know what? It is such an adventure. And if you have the skills to do it, of course, it is for advanced skiers and riders to get to the top of the peaks. But it's such a fun adventure, like I said. And new this year, for those folks who may not want to challenge themselves too much, or maybe you're still kind of getting your ski legs underneath you and you're a little bit more of an intermediate skier, we have a great new challenge this year called the Adventure Challenge. So if you don't want to do the full advanced route, you can do the Adventure Challenge, and that is hitting up five of our peaks, and it's focused a little bit more on those great intermediate runs. And if you want to get a little bit off piste, you certainly can. But another great way to experience the Silver Summits Challenge and still take part in all the fun and have your own little adventure.
I'm getting shaky leg just talking about
it. You know, if I could throw out my two secret runs, I love Keystone and Crowning Glory. Like, my boys are like, yeah, he'll be on
Keystone. I love Keystone. Yep. That is such a great run, especially when it's groomed. Oh, it's so much fun.
Yep. Everybody knows what shaky leg is. That's when it's about 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and you're saying, I'm going to go one more, and the legs are going, I don't know. I don't know.
You know you've earned it when you get to that point.
No kidding. And then it's time to operate, which is one of our favorite times of the day.
Yes.
The Silver Summit Challenge, by the way, comes with some nice things. And remember, it's a challenge, not a race. But the event ticket gets you a lot of other things, too.
Yes, and like you said, a challenge, not a race. So it's all about completion and really just setting a goal for yourself and finishing off at the end of the day. So the event will cap off with a great après-ski party at Legacy Lodge after you've completed it and checked in all of your points. All of the contestants, or I guess participants, will also receive a hat this year to kind of put your badge of honor on. And then we also have VIP event packages or tickets available, and that's going to include a Helly Hansen waterproof duffel bag, which I have one of those. They are fantastic for ski gear. And even better when you can say you did the Seven Summits Challenge and you or Silver Summits Challenge and you earned it. So really great fun.
That Helly Hansen hat and duffel bag would go good with Navi's Helly Hansen jacket,
yes,
I think.
Yes, it would.
There you go.
Hey,
you got to earn it.
I also wanted to mention, I said a minute ago that traditionally our snowiest month is March. The weather obviously also warms up, and you guys have been pushing this, and I think it's a great idea that it's never too late in the season to learn, and particularly if you've got little ones that may not like the cold, cold temperatures, it's really a good time to be thinking about taking them up and getting some first turns in.
You're so right, Tim. I think spring is such a wonderful time to take your family up to the mountain. It's a little warmer, like you said. The sunshine is a great setting for really learning to take your turns. And we actually have a new beginner ski area that we opened up last year called High Meadow Park, and it's such a fun place to take your family and ski. We have adventure trails up there. It's a really wide, great open space, and you're at mid-mountain, so you're not at the base area. You actually take the Red Pine gondola up the mountain, and you feel like you're up there with the rest of the skiers, so the kids can really explore. We have animal sculptures made from a local artist hidden all around the park, so there's things to discover, and no better time than spring to come up with your family. I know kids are going to be on spring break kind of intermittently throughout March and April, and it's such a great opportunity to come up and ski with your family and have an adventure in our mountains up here that we love so much. And I do want to remind families, for next year, if you are planning to ski, we will be hosting our Epic School Kids program again next season. Registration hasn't opened, but we offer 5 days of free skiing to all Utah kids aged kindergarten through fifth grade. So a really great way to get your kids and family involved with free skiing.
Yeah.
Epic School Kids.
Speaking of registration, it's now open for that Silver Summit Challenge. It's coming up next week, February 29th. How do they do that?
That's right. The best way to do it is to get on our Park City Mountain website, so parkcitymountain.com, and you'll go to our events page, and there is a link to register. You'll find all of the information about the routes, the event, the timing, check-in, all of that, and then the actual registration page is on Eventbrite. But again, parkcitymountain.com. Silver Summits will be on the homepage. Click there and register. We will have some registration open on the day, but I really encourage you to register in advance if it sells out. And it's, again, such a fun event. We'll be up there really looking forward to it and hopefully get a little more snow to make the train even better.
Party on! Jessica, thanks so much.
Appreciate it, you guys. Hopefully I'll see you up at top of Murdoch soon.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no doubt. Thank you so much for checking in from Park City. That is Jessica Miller. We'll take one more quick break when we come back, finishing out this week's program. Thanks so much for listening. Tim, Navi, and Russ for KSL Outdoors Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
All right, we only have a couple of minutes to finish out the program this week, Russell. I wanted to make sure I get this out there about a preliminary hearing that the Division of Wildlife passed along to it. Anytime we can talk about the ramifications of doing something stupid like poaching,
right?
I want to make sure that we, you know, shine a bright light on that. And there is a preliminary hearing scheduled now for a Washington County man in connection with a poaching case of a trophy buck deer in Iron County last year.
Remember that.
Ethan LeBaron, 29, charged in 5th District Court with wanton destruction of protected wildlife, a third-degree felony, and a tagging requirement violation, which is a Class B misdemeanor. Charges are being screened for two men who were with him at the time of the incident, so they may also be in trouble. That preliminary hearing is coming up on March 24th in Iron County, Cedar City District. They're facing some pretty stiff penalties here, but this trophy buck antlers measured 24.5 inches. Killing it was a felony-level offense. The minimum restitution for illegal killing of a trophy mule deer in Utah, $8,000. Per state law. Due to the nature of the incident, conservation officers are also recommending a hunting license suspension in the case here. Sometimes they'll take your guns away, too.
Yeah. But take your vehicle, too.
Yeah. A witness saw the spotlights in the dark, and because the archery deer hunt was taking place, the witnesses worried that illegal hunting was occurring and called the UTIP hotline, which is always so handy. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that want to know, you can get that UTIP hotline by going to the DWR website, and there's actually a place there where you can get some help, or if you'd like to lend some help to the fight against poaching in Utah, that's wildlife.utah.gov. I just wanted to make sure we, you know, paid some attention to that. You said you've got a new toy or what?
I do. I was just trying to look up the DWR number. I have it. I have it in my directory here. Yeah, I do. It's not a new toy. It's actually a very serious device at a very low price, and this is the thing. It's a satellite transceiver working on the Iridium system. It does And I'm not even going to give out the name yet. We'll save that for next week. I'm working on becoming a dealer. In fact, I am a dealer. I just don't have the information yet on the device. It's a small device, smaller than your cell phone. It'll send and receive text messages anywhere on the face of the earth. It's not for tracking. It does give out your location when you send messages. But the beauty in this is that we've been waiting for is this is a text messaging device with an app on your phone that will know when it's appropriate to forward your text messages to the device versus just leaving them on your phone.
How does it know that?
Well, it's going to know when you're out of bounds, so to speak.
Oh, I see.
It will automatically forward them, but it gives you a U.S. phone number instead of working on a 12-digit international number. So it makes it really easy for people to send you text messages if they know you're out of bounds.
And so you would carry this instead of what?
Well, for people that would buy the trackers now that I have, the InReach trackers, which are an excellent device, but they don't care about tracking. I have a lot of people that never, ever even turn them on. They're just using them to make a text message when they need to. For example, I have a guy that needs to stay in touch with his office, but he wants to go and fish a lot more.
Yeah.
And this would...
Doesn't everybody.
Yeah, I know. This would that way they can send him information on who he needs to call back or send messages to. It's a very inexpensive, in the $200 range, and very low to buy a plan in the $20 a month range,
wow,
right in that neighborhood. So it is a device you're going to buy, you're going to activate, you're going to just use it, just carry it with you.
And it's called what?
I'm not going to give out the name yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to do that. I will have pictures on my website when it's official.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a professional tease.
Well, it is and it isn't. I just, number one, I don't want a bunch of people shopping around when they can't really even get them yet.
Okay.
So,
and so your website then for people is?
SkyCallSatellite.com.
Just like that.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's
all right, buddy. Good to see you this week.
Oh, it's good to be here.
We'll be back
whatever
at
day it is, it's good to be here.
Whatever day it is.
It's good to be here this week. That's accurate.
Hope you're having a great Saturday. Don't go away. The Greenhouse Show is coming up next right after the top of the hour.